弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌《要忠心》。
Our brother just led us in the hymn to be true.
我表达他唱的时候，我们是不是我们的灵被主来眺望起来
？And as we were singing, were our spirits all lifted up?
感谢主，我们的弟兄说，我们基督徒的。这个生活是一直往前的。
We thank the Lord. Our brother reminds us that our Christian life is constantly moving onward and forward.
是的，我们在基督的学校里面，我们曾经坐在主的脚前。
Yes, beneath His blood, we have previously sat at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
但是主要呼召我们起来跟随他。
But the Lord is calling us that we need to rise up and follow Him.
我们基督徒往前，一直的生活是一直往上往前，一直达到主的目标。
The Christian life is to constantly move onward and forward to reach His goal.
我们弟兄有告诉我们，我们这些主的这些被主呼召的门徒，我们有一个通关密码。
And our brother also reminds us that there is this watchword that is very important.
就是一个暗号，一个知道我们是属于主的人的一个共同的语言。
It's a watchword, a secret password that is common to all of us who are those who belong to the Lord.
就是要忠心。
That is that we need to be true.
我们愿意主早晨把这样的一个负担放在我们的里面。
We hope that this morning the Lord would place such a burden inside of us.
让我们来对主来忠心。
So that we would be true to our Lord.
我想如果大家唱刚才那首诗歌，我们发现这三节的里面每一节都有一个特别的字。
If you have paid attention to the words of the song which we just sang, in three stanzas, there's a particular word.
第一节讲到见证。
In stanza one, it talks about how we are witnesses.
我们都是主耶稣活的见证人。
We are all those who are living witnesses of our Lord.
第二节讲到一个活的信，一个见信。
And in stanza two, it talks about how we are epistles holy.
是成为一个信，主耶稣神写在我们的心板上。
We are a written letter or epistle where the Lord has written upon the tablets of our hearts.
我们在这世界上，对这世界上来讲，我们就是一封主的一个神圣的一封信。
And so to the people of this world, we are that holy epistle written to them.
第三节讲到我们是天国的使者。
And in stanza three, that we are ambassadors for God.
是神把我们差遣在这地上成为天国的大使。
God has sent us as ambassadors for His kingdom.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把我们看得何等的重要，何等的与他愿意一起来同工。
The Lord sees us as those who are important, so that we would co-work together with Him.
我想我们要读几处的圣经，一起来读路加福音22:28.
Let's read several passages of Scripture. The first is in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22:28.
找到中文我们一起来念，那等一下请姊妹念英文。
We'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
好，路加福音22:28。
Luke 22:28。
好，一起来。我在磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
In English, you are those who have stood by me in my trials.
我在，是主耶稣讲的话，他说我在磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus. You are those who have stood by me in my trials.
下面就在路加福音24，我们一起要念44-49。
Luke chapter 24, we're going to read verses 44-49.
这段比较长一点，我们一起来把这段念一遍。
It's a little longer, let's read it together.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
From verse 44, Now he said to them, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.
最后一处在《使徒行传》1章8节。
The last passage is in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传1章8节。
Acts 1:8.
好，一起来。
Together.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的恩典，早晨又聚集我们在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you for your grace that once again you gather us before your feet.
主啊，我们感谢你，你拯救我们，哦，把这样一个哦。
Lord, we thank you that you have saved us and placed this resurrected life inside of us.
让我们，哦，主能够靠着主复活的大能来为你做见证。
That according to the great power of your resurrection, we would be witnesses for you.
主，早晨我们就把这段时间仰望在主的手中。
So we place the following time into your hands.
愿你圣灵来感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit come and move us.
哦，主，让我们不再，哦，主永远一直都是哦。 只是坐着在这边不动
So that we would no longer forever be sitting here
哦，主，让我们能够站起来，让我们能够起来行走，起来跟随你
But that we would rise up, stand up and follow you
哦，主，我们谢谢你把我们放在基督的学校里
We thank you for placing us in the school of Christ
主啊，也让我们能够，哦，主在这走出这个学校，主啊，能够到世界上能够为你来做见证
That as we walk through the school of Christ that we would learn to bear testimony for you in this world
主，我们把下面时段仰望在主的手中，主，愿你亲自来对我们的心说话
Lord, we do place the following time into your hands and we do pray that you yourself would speak to our hearts
也叫我们能够 与你同行
So that we would walk with you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray Amen, Amen.
感谢主在过去的几个礼拜里面 弟兄交通到教会的建造
We thank the Lord that in the last several weeks our brothers have been sharing about the building of the body of Christ
就讲到基督的身体在教会里面的建造
And the building up of the body of Christ in his church
然后弟兄们也交通到复活的生命和复活的能力
And they have also shared upon the power of his resurrection and the power of this life
今天我们要一起来思想复活的见证
And today we're going to meditate upon the witness of this resurrected life
我们刚才读的圣经 这三段话里面是主在三个不同的时间对门徒说的话
The three passages which we just read were three different things that the Lord said at different times to the disciples
第一段当主 告诉他们说，我在磨练之中常与我同在的就是你们。
The first is when the Lord said, "You are those who have stood by me in my trials."
这是主在上十字架以前对门徒说的。
This is what the Lord said to the disciples before he went up on the cross.
第二段， 当主说，你们就是这些事的见证。
In the second passage, when he says that you are the witnesses of these things,
是主从死里复活以后向门徒显现说的。
This is what he said to the disciples after his resurrection.
第三处，主耶稣叫他们等候，要等候那降临在你们身上那个圣灵，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。这是在主升天以前对门徒说的话。
In the third passage, when the Lord says that you will receive power from the Holy Spirit, when you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth, this was right before his ascension.
这三处的话都是主说的。他的对象是谁呢?
These three passages were spoken by our Lord Jesus, but who is his audience?
这些对象就是主的门徒。The
audience were the disciples of the Lord.
门徒是什么样的人呢?
What type of people were these disciples?
我们知道门徒里面有许多的渔夫。
We know that several of them were fishermen.
也有税吏。 然后呢也有一些最频繁贩夫走卒，就是这个世界上这个在当时候最平凡最普通的人，最看不起眼的人。
And then there were also tax collectors as well as some very common ordinary people that you would never take a second look at.
我们知道门徒里面有很冲动的彼得。
And then there was a very impulsive Peter among them as well.
有脾气很暴躁性情刚烈的雷子雅各和约翰。
And there were very violent and great tempered aggressive James and John.
有多疑的多马。
There was doubting Thomas.
也有很务实，知道怎么样子来算这个多少钱能够让五千人吃饱的腓力。
And there was a very pragmatic Philip who could calculate how much he needed in order to feed 5,000.
有激进的分锐党人西门。
There was the zealous Simon.
还有以前替罗马人收税的马太。
And there was also Matthew who used to collect taxes from the Jews for the Romans.
他们是一群什么样的人呢
？So what type of group of these people are they?
用中文说就是乌合之众。
They're very timid.
很乌合，什么都不会的。
They didn't know how to do much.
而且他们是很胆小的人。
And they were also very timid people.
我们记得有一次门徒们在加利利海在船上的时候呢，起了暴风。
We remember that there was one time the disciples, they were on a boat in the Sea of Galilee and a great storm began.
主耶稣在船上睡着了。
The Lord Jesus fell asleep on the boat.
但是他们就很害怕。
But they were greatly afraid.
他们就把主耶稣叫起来说，夫子啊，我们要丧命了。
And so they woke up their Lord saying, Master, we are about to die.
主说，你们这些小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
And so the Lord said to them, you men of little faith, why are you afraid?
他们跟随主，他们看见主行了许多神迹奇事，但是他们还是小信的人。
They have seen the Lord, followed the Lord. They have seen him do great signs and miracles, and yet they were still men of little faith.
他们虽然是小信的人哈，可是呢，他们在一起的时候呢，常常在争论谁为大。
Even though they were men of little faith, but when they were together, they were often arguing about who was the greatest.
记得在主耶稣最后进耶路撒冷在最后晚餐的时候呢。在宴席当中呢，门徒还在争论谁为大。
And so when the disciples and the Lord they had come to have the very last supper, when they were sitting there, they were still arguing about who was the greatest.
当主德国降临的时候，谁要坐在他左边，谁要坐在他右边
？That when the Lord is to enter into His kingdom, who is going to be seated on His right and on His left?
而且不只是这样，每个人想要知道，想要都要想做大的，而且呢，他们也都只顾自己的需要。没有顾到别人的需要。
And they only thought about who was the greatest among them. They only thought about themselves and never for anyone else.
所以当他们那天一起聚集的时候，坐席在吃宴席之前呢，每个人脚都是脏的。
And so as they were seated there, getting ready to eat of the feast, everybody's feet were dirty.
你看着我，我看你，谁也不动。
So I looked at you, you looked at me, nobody dared move.
所以主耶稣就站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。把水倒在盆子里面洗门徒的脚并用自己的手巾擦干。
So it was the Lord Jesus who got up from the supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, he girded himself. He poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with a towel with which he was girded.
这些人就是刚才我们念的主耶稣跟他们讲那三段话的对象就是主的门徒。
This was the audience of the people whom the Lord Jesus had spoken these three passages which we just read.
我们会觉得这些门徒很糟糕哈。
We think that this group of disciples, they're not so good.
如果我们可能会好一点。
Perhaps we are better than them.
其实我想我们没有比他们好。
But in reality, we're no better than them.
因为这些门徒他们听了主耶稣的话，他们就撇下了一切来跟从耶稣，而且跟从了三年半之久。
Because these disciples, they did leave behind everything when the Lord Jesus called them and followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
但是呢，他们却在血气的里面啊，他们原来这个天然的人在血气的里面，其实所有。我们天然的人在血气里面都差不多。
And yet they followed the Lord in their natural selves, in their own flesh and blood. We are no different from them.
他们虽然跟随了主三年半，好像认识主，但是呢，却没有真实的认识主。
They followed the Lord for 3.5 years, as if they really knew the Lord, but not really.
他们虽然听了主的很多的话，可是呢，心里面没有开窍。
They have heard the Lord speak much, but they did not have true understanding in their hearts.
他们虽然经过了许多的神迹，可是呢，他们并没有真正的来认识这位 这个行神迹的主。
They have seen many great signs and miracles, but they have not come to know the Lord who is able to perform these miracles.
但是他们还是跟主非常亲密。
And yet they were still very intimate and close with the Lord.
所以主耶稣在上十字架之前讲这段话，我想给他们很多很多的安慰。
And so the Lord, before he went up on the cross, when he said this phrase, it must have really comforted them.
主耶稣说，我在磨练之中，就是我在许多的试炼的当中，甚至许多的试探的当中，常与我同在的就是你们。
He says that you are those who have been with me through many trials, many sufferings, even many temptations.
就是你们。
It is you.
这句话呢，更准确的翻译哈，还不是说常，不只是说常与你我同在就是你们。
It, a more accurate translation is not that you have just been with me through these things.
是说当我在这许多的试炼当中，在这许多的这些难处、困难、挑战的当中，你们和我站在一起。
The more accurate translation is that you are those who have stood by me in my various and many trials.
Oh, 我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们是不是常常跟主站在一起
？Are we often standing together with the Lord？
当在这许多的困难、许多的磨难、许多的这些挑战的当中呢？在许多的困苦的当中呢，我们是跟主站在一起吗
？In these many sufferings and trials and temptations and challenges and difficulties, are we standing together with the Lord？
我们知道，感谢主，他一个人为我们舍命，他一个人成就了救恩。
We thank the Lord that He Himself, He was the one who gave up His life and accomplished salvation for us.
当他上十字架的时候，没有一个人能够跟随他。
When he went up on the cross, not one person could follow him there.
他为我们身体裂开，为我们宝血流出，为我们成就了这个浩大的救恩。
His body was broken for us. His blood was poured out for us in order to accomplish this great salvation for us.
感谢主，主不但为我们死了、埋葬了。第三天又从死里复活了。
We thank the Lord. Not only did He die, He was buried, and the third day He resurrected for us.
当主耶稣复活以后，还要得着一批人成为主复活的见证。
And after His resurrection, He wanted to gain a group of people who would bear witness of Him.
主耶稣要找什么样的一批人能够来成为他复活的见证呢
？So who can be the witnesses of His resurrection?
我们想啊，我们用人天然的想法。如果主耶稣要找一批人成为他复活的见证，一定要找最好的一批人。
If we use our human understanding, we would think that the group of people who are to be witnesses of his resurrection must be the best.
就像说在打篮球，如果今天有一个奥林匹克的运动会要来打篮球，要得到这个冠军的话，那一定要成立一个叫做梦幻的队伍，对不对
？Let's say, for example, that today we want to have an Olympic basketball team. In order to have this team, we want to put together a dream team.
就是这个在美国打职业篮球最好的每一队最好的人呢，都把它挑出来，成了一队梦幻队伍。
We want to find the very best players of each team in the U.S. to allow them to be the very best dream team that we could have.
把这些明星球员都放在一起，那这样他们一定是。战无不胜，攻无不克，对不对？一定会拿到冠军。
Let's find the star players of every single team, and then they will most definitely be the best champions of the world.
在这世界上，要成功一件事情，要找一个最强的团队，就要找最有学问、最有能力、最厉害、能言善道的人放在一起，对不对
？To be successful in this world, you need to find the strongest team, those who are the most knowledgeable, the most capable. Find the very best to be together.Right?
可是主却没有这样做。
But the Lord did not do that.
主耶稣在他上十字架前，对他的门徒说：“我在磨练之中，常与我同在的就是你们。”
The Lord said to the disciples before he went up on the cross, "You are those who have stood by me in my trials."
你们就是这些最普通、最看不起眼的一些小老百姓。
You are the most inconspicuous, the most ordinary, most common people.
主耶稣复活以后，他对门徒来显现。
And he revealed himself after his resurrection to these disciples.
他并没有去给这世界上最有权力、最聪明，然后呢，最有能干的人来显现。
He did not appear to those who were the strongest, the most knowledgeable, the most capable people in the world.
他向这些他的最 普通最软弱的门徒来显现。
He appeared to the most common, very weak disciples.
然后主对他们说：“你们就是这些事的见证。”
And he said to them, "You are witnesses of these things."
见证什么呢？
What are they witnesses of?
见证主耶稣的复活。
They are witnesses of his resurrection.
我们如何能够成为主复活的见证人呢？
So how can we be witnesses of his resurrection?
从三方面来看。
We will look at this from three aspects.
第一方面，主复活的见证的根据就是圣经。
First, the foundation of his resurrection is in his word.
第二方面，主复活见证的印证是圣灵。
Secondly, the confirmation of the Lord's resurrection is the Holy Spirit.
第三方面，主复活见证的发表就是你们。
And thirdly, the expression of the Lord's resurrection are all of us.
就是你和我。
That is you and me.
感谢主，神拣选了世上软弱的叫强壮的羞愧。
We thank the Lord. The Lord has chosen the weak to shame the wise.
拣选世上愚拙的，叫有聪明有智慧的人羞愧。
He has chosen those who are foolish and weak in order to shame those who are wise.
神拣选地上什么都没有的人，叫那些有的羞愧。
He has chosen those who have nothing in this world so that he could shame those who have everything.
这是神的大能。
This is the mighty power of God.
但愿我们早晨，我们都在这个主的门徒的里面。
We hope that we would all be those disciples of the Lord.
我们能够成为主复活的见证。
That we would be the witnesses of his resurrection.
所以我们知道，第一方面，主复活的见证的一个根基就是圣经。
So firstly, we know that the foundation of the resurrection of the Lord is the Bible, his word.
约翰福音告诉我们，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
The Bible tells us that we search the scriptures because we think that in them you have eternal life. It is that these testify about me.
圣经就是神的话。
Scripture is God's word.
他把神的话写，神把神的话写在圣经的里面，要为他自己做见证。
All of God's words written in the Bible is to testify for himself.
要为主耶稣来做见证。
It testifies of our Lord Jesus.
耶稣，在我们刚才读的那段圣经里面讲到说，这就是我从前和你们同在之时告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
This is what we just read. The Lord says, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
虽然如此，但是我们这个属地的头脑对于属天的事情常常是不明白的。
So it is. However, our earthly minds, the things which, our minds which often think about the things of this earth, we do not understand.
所以需要主耶稣开他们的心窍。
And so the Lord needed to open up their understanding.
所以他们才能够明白圣经。
So that they could understand the scriptures.
同样的，我们今天也要求主常常来开我们的心窍。
In the same way, the Lord needs to often open up our hearts to understand.
让我们能够来明白圣经。
So that we can understand the scriptures.
我们记得在路加福音二十四章讲到两个门徒往以马忤斯的路上去的时候。
We remember the story of the two disciples as they were walking towards Emmaus in the, written in the book of Luke.
他们为什么往以马忤斯去呢？
Why were they going towards Emmaus?
他们为什么从离开耶路撒冷要到以马忤斯呢？
Why did they leave Jerusalem and started going towards Emmaus?
因为他们去耶路撒冷的时候是有一个梦想的。
When they went to Jerusalem, they had a dream.
他们在盼望有一位要来复兴以色列国的。
They had a hope that there would be one who would revive the nation of Israel.
但是呢，他们的梦想破灭了。
But their dream was shattered.
他们就离开了耶路撒冷，打包回家。
So they packed up, they left Jerusalem, they were going home.
他们要往以马忤斯的路上去。
They were on the way back to Emmaus.
当他们彼此谈论的时候呢，耶稣就就近他们。
As they were discussing and talking, the Lord Jesus approached them.
可是他们眼睛迷糊，他们不认得这个人是谁。
But their eyes were clouded, so they could not recognize who was with them.
然后这两个门徒彼此谈论的时候，主耶稣问他们说，你们在谈什么呀？
And so as these disciples were discussing, the Lord said, what are you talking about?
他们说，哎呀，你怎么不知道这三天在耶路撒冷发生的大事呢？
And they said, how could you not know what had happened in these last 3 days? There's a great matter that occurred.
他说有一位拿撒勒人耶稣，那就是在众百姓面前呢，说话行事都有大能。
These things about Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty indeed and word in the sight of God and all the people.
我们素来盼望他来救赎 以色列民的就是他。
We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel.
但是呢，祭司长和我们的官府把他解去了，定了他死罪，把他钉在十字架上。那不但如此，而且这些事情发生已经三天了。
And we know that the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him. And besides all this, it is 3 days since it has happened.
而且不仅这样，我们这今天的在这三天以后呢，我们还听见妇女们在说呢，他说他们到坟墓的里面那里呢，不见主耶稣的身体，然后呢，看见天使对他们说，主耶稣已经复活了。
And additionally, some women among us amazed us. When they were at the tomb early this morning and they did not find his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels saying that he was alive.
发生了这么大的事情，你怎么会不知道呢？
Such a great event that had occurred, how could you not know?
哎呀，真是很滑稽，是不是？
It's truly amazing, right?
真的是很可笑，是不是？
Something so laughable.
主耶稣就站在他们的面前。
The Lord Jesus was standing right in front of them.
他们就正在经历一个历史上发生的大事。
They had experienced the greatest event of all mankind's history.
这位奇妙的救主就站在他们的面前。
The amazing Savior was standing right in front of them.
这两个门徒是怎么样的？
But what about these two disciples?
垂头丧气，面带愁容。
They were depressed and dejected.
主耶稣就站在他们面前。
The Lord was standing in front of them.
他为了他们，为所有的人来死，来埋葬。又复活了，甚至这些门徒也在讲说，哎，我们听见妇女说哈，主耶稣那个身体已经不见了，然后天使告诉他们说主耶稣已经复活了。
And they were saying, you know, that 3 days had already passed by, the Lord had died, and to this morning, these women were telling us they couldn't find his body. Angels had appeared to them.
就像今天 Stephen 在这里。
Just like, for example, Stephen stands here.
我跟你说，你有没有看到 Stephen 啊？
And I said to Stephen, have you seen Stephen?
我在找他找好久都找不到啊。
I was looking for him for so long, I couldn't find him.
但是他却没有认出来，他们这些门徒跟他讲话的就是主耶稣。
But the disciples could not recognize that the one who was speaking with them was the Lord himself.
他们读了好多好多的圣经。
They have read much of scriptures.
他们都知道主耶稣来做什么事。
They all knew what the Lord was to do when he came.
但是呢，他们却不明白圣经。
Yet they did not understand the scriptures.
所以主耶稣说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
And so the Lord said to them, "O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken."
我们要注意这句话。
We need to pay attention to this word.
头一个，主耶稣怎么称呼他们呢
？How did the Lord call them?
无知的人啊
！O foolish men.
我想他们原来一定不会觉得自己是无知的。
Perhaps previously they never considered themselves foolish.
他们一定觉得自己熟读律法。
They thought they were very familiar with the law.
今天如果来背书考试的话，他们一定100分。
Today, if we were to give them a pop quiz, they would all score 100.
但是呢，主说你们无知的人。
But the Lord said to them, "You foolish men."
先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝。
Slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets had spoken.
虽然他们是很慢，很无知，很迟钝。
Yes, they were slow. They were foolish. They were stubborn.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
他们还是相信的。
They still believed.
你记得在旧约里面，主这些称呼在旷野里面，大部分的以色列人说他们有什么吗
？Do you remember what the Lord said, regarding the Israelites who were in the wilderness? How he called them?
他们有不信的恶心。
They had evil.Unbelieving hearts.
Oh, 难怪他们要倒闭在旷野。
No wonder they had to fall in the wilderness.
因为他们是不信的。
Because they did not believe.
他们对神的话是不关心而且不相信的。
They did not care, nor did they believe in God's words.
感谢主，这些门徒比这些人好一点。
But we thank the Lord that these disciples were better than those people.
因为他们是相信的。
Because they believed.
只是呢，相信的太迟钝了。
However, they believed very slowly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
我们对神的话，当我们在读圣经的时候，我们是相信的呢，还是不相信
？When you read God's words, the Bible, do you believe or do you not believe?
我们是存着一个信心来读呢，还是存着一个不信的心来读
？Do you bring faith or do you not read with faith?
这两个方法带来完全不同的结果。
These two different methods bring about very different results.
我们有不信的恶心，你再读1000遍、100遍，
You could read 1,000 times, more than 1,000 times, but with an unbelieving heart, it will be of no help to you.
如果存着不信的心, 我们会觉得说, 啊, 神啊, 你怎么这么残忍啊, 这么对我这么不好, 这么让我遭遇到这么多的困难呢?
With an unbelieving heart, you will constantly say to the Lord, Lord, why are you so severe? Why do you constantly give me so many problems and difficulties?
但是我们若存着信心来读, 我们就知道神是慈爱的神。
But if you read with a heart of faith, you will know that our God is a loving God. And then you will know that He is slow to anger, but abounding in loving kindness and mercy. When we read, we need to cooperate together with a heart of belief. We need to believe in God's word. And believe very quickly. Don't believe with such a stubborn or slow heart.
基督这样受害, 又进入他的荣耀, 岂不是应当的吗?
Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
所以主耶稣就把, 在圣经上, 从摩西和众先知起, 凡经上指着自己的话, 都跟他们讲解明白了。
Then, beginning with Moses, and with all the prophets, he explained to them these things concerning himself in all scriptures.
所以这两位门徒他们回想到 他们跟主耶稣跟他们同行跟他们讲解圣经的时候他们这样说
And so these two disciples when they looked back and they were thinking about the Lord explaining scriptures to them they said
他说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗
They said were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road while he was explaining the scriptures to us
哦他们的心本来是冰冷的
Their hearts originally were cold
但是当主耶稣跟他们讲解 圣经的时候他们开通他们的心窍的时候他们的心就变成火热的
But now when the Lord was explaining everything so that they could understand now their hearts were burning within them
他们心里面火热 结果他们呢 就 回头调转 从以马忤的路上呢 就往耶路撒冷回去了
And so now their hearts were burning within them they turned around and started going back towards Jerusalem
本来是垂头丧气的
Previously, they were dejected, they hung their heads, but now they were able to stand up straight and walk back. Previously, they wanted to pack up and go home, but now they were ready to follow the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
愿主来开我们的心窍,
may the Lord open up our heart's understanding
让我们读圣经的时候, 我们用信心来接受,
so that when you read the Bible, you will receive with faith.
让主的这个火在我们的心里面 来除去我们里面所有的冰冷
Allow the fire of the Lord to cast out all icy coldness from our hearts
所以主耶稣说照经上所说基督必须受害第三日从死里复活并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道从耶路撒冷直传到外邦
And so according to the scriptures Christ will suffer and on the third day he will rise from the dead and that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name.
你们就是这些事的见证。
You are witnesses of these things.
我们求主把一个渴慕读他的话的心常常放在我们里面。
We hope we pray that the Lord would give us a hunger to often read his word.
让我们来渴慕读主的话 让我们从主的话里面来更多来认识这位复活的主
So that we'll be eager to read his word and come to know our resurrected Lord
来可以来成为主复活的见证
To be witnesses of his resurrection
第二方面
Secondly
主复活见证的印证是什么呢
The testimony or confirmation of the resurrection of our Lord
是圣灵
Is the Holy Spirit
主耶稣在最后跟门徒在一起的时候 他对门徒说 我要求父 父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师叫他永远与你们同在就是真理的圣灵
We know that the Lord before he left his disciples he said to them I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you and he is the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth
这位真理的圣灵他来了就要为我就是主耶稣做见证
And the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father he will testify about me that is our Lord Jesus
主耶稣说 圣灵要为我做见证
The Holy Spirit will testify for him, our Lord.
接下来主说, 你们也要做见证, 因为你们从起头与我同在。
And he says that you will also testify for me because you were with me from the beginning.
只等到真理的圣灵来了, 他要带领我们, 不仅明白，而且进入一切的真理。
And when He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth.
感谢主，主不仅让我们赐给我们圣经，他也给我们圣灵。
We thank the Lord. Not only has He given us His Word, but He has also given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵，他要荣耀基督。
The Holy Spirit will glorify Christ.
他要从主基督所受的来告诉我们。
For all the things that our Lord Jesus has endured, He will tell us.
我们知道圣父、圣子、圣灵是三而一的神，同等、同尊、同荣。
We know that the Father, the Son, the Spirit, they are all one. They are all at the same position, same level, same honor and glory.
他们一起工作来完成神永远的旨意。
They all work together to accomplish the eternal will of God.
圣灵让我们来明白真理，真理就是神的话，就是圣经。
And so the Holy Spirit comes to help us so that we can understand His word, that is the Bible.
感谢主，这个圣灵来的不仅让我们明白真理，还带我们进入真理。
And so we thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit has come to not only help us understand the truth, but that we can enter into truth.
这明白跟进入有什么差别？
So what's the difference between understanding and entering in?
好，举个例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
假设我们现在到一个非常非常棒的一个海滩里面，海滩的上面，然后呢有蓝天有白云。
Let's say, for example, that we are going to a very beautiful beach. The sky is blue above us with white clouds in the sky and beautiful sand beneath our feet.
有温暖的风吹过来，脚下面是柔细的白沙。
There is a wonderful warm breeze and beneath our feet we have beautiful white sand.
我们往前面看去呢，是一片蔚蓝清澈的海水，然后我们在沙滩走了一圈。
And everything in front of us, we see the beautiful blue sea and we circle around, we walk around this beach.
明白了没有？
Do you understand it?
看到了，对不对？
You've seen it.
我们知道那个都非常好的。
You know it's very good and beautiful.
但是进入了吗？
But have you gone into it?
还没有进入。
You haven't entered.
圣灵来了。
Now the Holy Spirit has come.
就把我们抓起来。
And He picks you up.
就把我们丢到海里面去。
And plunges you into the sea.
就进到这个非常美丽，非常蔚蓝的海水的里面呢，就整个都进去了。
And He plunges you, throws you entirely into the water.
这就是进入。
This is to enter in.
明白跟进入不一样。
Understanding and entering in is completely different.
明白只是头脑上知道怎么一回事。
Understanding is so that your mind now knows what's going on.
进入呢，是我们真的是全身的投入里面。
Entering in means your entire being is completely within it.
真的是感受到了。
And now you have really understood it.
就在海水里面了。
Because you are in the sea.
我想我们信主也是这样。
I feel that it's the same when we come to believe in the Lord.
我们希望我们成为一位基督徒，我们不只是头脑里面来同意圣经上讲的话。
And I really hope that for all of us who are Christians, we would not just merely agree in our minds with everything that is spoken.
我们要进入这真理里面。
But we want to enter into this truth.
我们要圣灵带我们，把我们丢在神那个丰富的大海的里面。
We want the Holy Spirit to plunge us into the abundant sea that we have.
在那个神的要进入神丰富的里面。
We want to enter into the abundance of our God.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
主耶稣说，我要将父所应许的圣灵降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受了从上头来的能力。
And he says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you will receive it after you wait.
圣灵是能力，能够叫我们这些软弱的起来为主做见证。
The Holy Spirit gives us power so that we can now rise up and bear witness for him.
可是怎么样能够得着这个能力呢？
But how are we to gain this power?
主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
怎么样能够得到这个能力呢？
How are we to gain this power?
主耶稣说，你们要怎么样？要等候。
The Lord says, you must wait.
你们要等候。
You must wait.
如何等候呢？
How are we to wait?
如何等候？
How?
要祷告。
Pray.
所以我们知道，当五旬节的时候，这些门徒聚在一起。
So at Pentecost, we know that the disciples, they gathered together.
他们就照主的话在那边等候。
They did according to what the Lord said, they waited.
他们不只在那边等候。
Not only were they waiting there,
他们同心的祷告。
They were praying in one heart.
所以在五旬节的时候，圣灵就降下。
And so at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
感谢主，他愿意 为我们穿上能力。
We thank the Lord. He is willing for us to have power.
当圣灵降下在这些本来软弱的门徒上，他们就得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，成为主耶稣荣耀的见证。
And now this power came upon them so that they could be witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth.
所以圣经跟圣灵是基督徒生活不可或缺的两件事。
And so the Bible as well as the Holy Spirit are two things that we cannot lack in our lives.
有人说圣经是属灵的食物，我们每天都要来吃食物，也要需要来读圣经。
And so some say that the Bible is like our spiritual food. Every single day we need to eat, we need to read of the Bible.
祷告或者是圣灵借着祷告能够得来的这个圣灵就是属灵的呼吸。
And then gaining the Holy Spirit through prayer is like our spiritual breathing.
真的是这样子。
Indeed it is so.
我们的生命如果哪一天不吃饭，或甚至什么时候不呼吸，我们这生命就会衰弱，就会死掉。
At any point in time, if you stop eating or if you stop breathing, you will become frail and weak.
我们若成为基督徒，我们又不读经，又没有常常祷告，这个属灵的生命一定是越来越软弱。
As a Christian, if you do not eat, if you don't read the Bible, you don't pray, your spiritual life will become more and more weak.
所以我们要求主来常常提醒我们。
So we need the Lord to often remind us.
我们要来多认识神。
We want to know our God more.
我们要多等候神。
We need to wait upon him more.
这样子我们才能够更多来经历神。
In such a way, we can experience him more.
我想我们很多的弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历。
I do believe many brothers and sisters, we all have the same experience.
常常为许多的事情忙忙碌碌。
We're so busy for so many things.
每天呢，早上起床呢，就匆匆忙忙的来预备早餐，吃早餐，然后送小孩上学。
As soon as we get up, we're very busy. We have to get breakfast done and eaten, and we have to send our kids off to school.
然后呢，匆匆忙忙的赶去上班。
And then we rush off to work.
上了一天班很累了，到回家以后呢又要弄吃的。
And after a full day of work, you have to get home and then you have to prepare food again.
要吃饭洗碗帮小孩子看功课。
And after you finish dinner, you have to wash the dishes and then you also have to help the kids with their homework.
可能有些人觉得说哎呀我累了我应该休息一下。
And perhaps some of you may say, I'm tired, I just want to take a break and rest.
就上网看一下新闻或者是看一点电视。
And so you go on the internet, perhaps you read some news or you watch some TV.
累了就睡着了。
You're tired, you fall asleep.
明天又重新开始。
Tomorrow you do all of it again.
若是这样子，圣灵呢，其实常常在我们的旁边呢。
If it's like this, actually, the Holy Spirit is often right next to us.
他常常对我们说话。
He's often speaking to us.
但是呢，我们却没有机会来听圣灵的声音。
But oftentimes we don't give him an opportunity to hear his voice.
我们要来听神的声音，一定要给神机会，对不对
？In order to hear His voice, you need to give God an opportunity.
我们要等候，我们要祷告。
We need to wait. We need to pray.
我记得几个月以前，有一次交通见证的时候。
I remember several months ago when we were having a testimony sharing.
我们的Levi, Brother Levi, 他就做一个见证。
I remember the testimony of our Brother Levi.
他说呢，他每天呢，通常是要花十五分钟来亲近神的。
He says that typically he takes 15 minutes to draw near to the Lord each day.
就有一阵子他非常非常的忙。
But for a period of time, he was very, very busy.
他就把这一早的十五分钟亲近的神的时间呢省略了。
And so he started to neglect that 15 minutes in the morning.
结果这个最后呢，结果都不好。
The end result was bad.
自己忙忙碌碌的做很多的事情。但是结果都不好。
He was very busy. He had to do a lot of the things that he needed to take care of, but none of these things turned out well.
但是呢，他后来就主就光照他。
But then the Lord shone His light upon him.
他就改变。
And he changed.
他就先把十五分钟分给主。
So he would still give that 15 minutes to the Lord.
然后呢，再去做其他的事情。
And then do the things he needed to do.
那这个事情就很顺利。
And all things were smooth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
不管我们信主多久,
it doesn't matter how long you've believed in the Lord.
不管我们读圣经读了多少遍,
it doesn't matter how many times you've read the Bible.
我们是不是每天早上愿意花一点时间先来亲近主呢?
Are you willing every morning to first spend some time with the Lord?
还是我们觉得我们圣经很熟了?
Or you think you're very familiar with scripture now.
我知道什么事情该怎么做。
I know how I need to take care of matters.
我只要这样去做都会好的。
As long as I do it in this way, everything's going to be fine, no problem.
主说，对门徒说，你们就是这些事的见证。
But the Lord said to the disciples, you are witnesses of these things.
我们能不能够成为主的见证？
Can we be witnesses for our Lord?
就看我们的心多少时候来归给。
It depends on how often you give your heart to the Lord.
就多少时间，看我们每天有多少时间，我们愿意等候在主的面前。
It depends on how much time you are willing to wait before the Lord.
凡等候主的，必重新得力。
And those who wait upon their Lord, their strength shall be renewed.
他们要奔跑，却不疲倦；行走却不疲。
They will run and not grow tired, not grow weary.
都要从如鹰能够展翅上。
And they'll rise up on wings like eagles.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们愿意如鹰展翅上腾吗？
Are we willing to rise up on wings like eagles?
我们愿意来成为主在地上复活的见证人吗？
Are we willing to be witnesses of the Lord's resurrection on earth today?
我们需要来等候主。
We need to wait for the Lord.
我们需要让主来在我们身上有一点时间对我们说话。
We need to allow the Lord some time to speak to us.
然后我们要用信心来接受神对我们说的话。
And we need to receive his words in faith.
我们知道主耶稣当他为我们受死的时候
We know that when our Lord Jesus, when he was crucified, when he died for us,
他的门徒都四散了
All his disciples scattered.
后来过几天呢他们门徒就聚在一起
And after several days, they gathered together.
他们把门呢严严地关起来
They closed the door very tightly.
因为怕犹太人
Because they were afraid of the Jews.
因为主耶稣就进到他们对他们当中对他们显现。
And the Lord appeared among them.
他说愿你们平安。
And he said to them, peace to you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然门徒是胆小的，是惧怕的。
Even though these disciples were fearful and timid.
但是主复活以后呢，就对他们显现。
However, after his resurrection, the Lord appeared to them.
主耶稣要他们成为主复活的见证。
The Lord wanted them to be witnesses of his resurrection.
当圣灵，他们等候主，当圣灵降在他们身上，他们就得着这个能力。
And once they waited and the Holy Spirit came upon them, they gained this power.
他们就来为主做见证。
And now they could witness for the Lord.
这在使徒行传第三章就记载一件非常非常大的一个对比。
And we see a great comparison that is recorded in Acts chapter 3.
在那个时候呢，彼得还有约翰他们要去圣殿里面去祷告。
Peter and John, it was at the time of prayer, they were going to the temple.
他们在一个地方叫美门的地方，就碰到一个生来瘸腿的坐在那里讨饭。
They came to a gate called Beautiful, and there they met a lame man who was lame from birth.
彼得说，金和银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
Peter said to him, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazarene, walk.
然后于是拉着他的手扶他起来，这个人的立刻就好了，就站着跳着行走着来赞美神。
And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened.
我们想想看啊，那个情形是怎么样
？If you could imagine that scene，
你知道在圣殿里面是大家去祷告的殿。
You know that the temple is a place where everybody gathered to pray。
结果在门口呢，就站有一个瘸腿。
But here at the very gate, there is a person who is lame。
哎，很讽刺的是，这个门还叫美门呢。
And very strangely, the name of that gate is called Beautiful。
那本来是美门哈，这个瘸腿在那里就不美了。
Previously, this place was very beautiful, but because of that lame man, now that place is not so beautiful。
哎，但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当彼得对这个人说：“金和银我都没有，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。”
But when Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazarene, get up and walk."
然后这个人就起来，走着跳着赞美神。
And so that person got up and he was leaping and jumping and walking, praising God.
你知道这个人好了以后是怎么样呢
？And so after he was healed, what happened?
他就同他们进了圣殿。
He together walked with them into the temple.
哦，那这个门现在可以叫美门。
And now we can call that gate beautiful.
所以我们当我们 生命没有遇见主之前
，In your life before you have met the Lord，
我们的生命不能说是美。
We cannot call our lives beautiful，
因为有很多的困难，很多的问题。
Because there are many problems and difficulties，
我们的自己这个人呢，也是像这瘸腿的一样的，不能行走的。
For all of us， we are like that lame man， we cannot walk，
这不能称为美。
It cannot be called beautiful，
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord，
当遇见耶稣以后
，Once you have met the Lord，
当主的能力来显在这个人身上的时候
，Once the power comes upon this person，
他就可以起来，走着跳着来赞美。
Now he could get up, walk, leap, and jump and praise God。
他可以进到圣殿的里面来敬拜神。
And he can enter into the temple and praise and worship God。
这个门就成为美。
Now this gate can be called beautiful。
我们遇见主以后，我们的生命就从一个不美的生命。可以变成一个美丽的生命。
After you have met the Lord, your not so beautiful life can be called a beautiful life.
我们愿意每一位弟兄姐妹都能够进入这生命的实际的里面。
May every brother and sister enter into the reality of this life.
每一位来寻求主的都能够得着这个最美丽的生命。
So that all who seek after the Lord may gain this beautiful life.
从一个不美的可以进到美丽的里面。
From something that's not beautiful, enter into something that is beautiful.
好，那这件事情以后呢？这些犹太人的官长、祭司，还有这些逼迫他们的法利赛人，他们就很生气。
Now the officials, the priests, and those Pharisees who were persecuting them, they were very angry.
他们就把彼得、约翰叫过来。
And they called Peter and John to them.
禁止他们不可奉耶稣的名来讲论、来教训人。
They threatened them, prohibited them from teaching in the name of the Lord.
彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神。”这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
They said, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard."
这是不是何等大的一个对比
？Isn't this such a great comparison, a difference?
在这之前，他们是很害怕的。
Before this,
甚至聚集的时候还把门关起来，不敢。把门打开的。
Before this, they were so afraid. They got gathered together and they even shut the door tightly. They dared not have anybody find out who they were.
但是现在呢，当这些官长来恐吓他的时候，说你们不能奉耶稣的名讲论的时候
，When the officials now were threatening them, telling them that you cannot preach, what did they do?
他们怎么说呢
？What did they say?
他们说，我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
We cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard.
Oh, 感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主说你们就是这些事的见证。
The Lord says you are witnesses of these things.
这些门徒改变了。
The disciples have changed.
他们得着了从上头来的能力。
They gained the power from above.
他们原来是没有学问的这些小民。
Previously, they were uneducated commoners.
但是他现在可以为主放胆的来做见证。
But now they could speak boldly and testify for God.
还有一个人也是这样对对
And there was another person who was like that, right?
就是一个管饭食的人
This was a person who was in charge of the meals
我们现在坐在这里我们来听主的话
All of us were seated here, we're listening to God's words
现在在厨房有一些管饭食的
And in the kitchen right now, there are some people who are taking care of our meal
他们很辛苦为我们预备饭食
They're working very hard to prepare the meal for us
所以在那个时候呢有一个人叫斯提凡
And at that time, there was a person named Stephen
圣经上说斯提凡以智慧和圣灵说话众人抵挡不住。
And so the Bible tells us that Stephen, because of the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking, they were unable to cope with it.
连一个管饭食的，他用智慧和圣灵说话，众人都抵挡不住。
A person who was in charge of the meals, because of the wisdom and the spirit with which he had, all those who were around could not cope with it.
怎么可能这样的事情会发生呢
？How could something like that happen?
只有一个解释。
Only one reason.
就是主复活了。
That is because our Lord has resurrected.
主差遣圣灵降在门徒身上，使他们得着能力。
The Lord has sent the Holy Spirit to descend upon them so that they would be filled with power.
所以他们可以来放胆的为主做见证。
So they can boldly witness for the Lord.
在君王、在官长、在祭司的面前呢，来做见证，甚至众人都抵挡不住。
In front of the kings, in front of priests, in front of all the Levites, they could now boldly speak so that nobody else could oppose them.
这些人是什么人呢？
What type of people are these?
这些人就是主说，你们是我的见证的人。
These are the people with whom the Lord called. You are the witnesses of these things.
今天，我们都要 成为主的，都是主的门徒。
Today we are all the Lord's disciples.
我们都要来成为主的见证。
And we are all to be witnesses for Him.
这些人就是你和我。
These people are you and me.
所以很快的复习一下。
So a quick review.
有人说圣经就像铁轨，就圣经和圣灵都来为主耶稣做见证。
Some people tell us that the Bible as well as the Holy Spirit they all testify for our Lord.
圣经就像铁轨一样，是真理，是规范。引我们到神那里去。
The Bible, they're the railroad tracks. It's the truth, the law, and it brings us to the Lord.
圣灵就像火车头，是带着能力的，把我们能够推到主的面前。
And so the Holy Spirit, He is the locomotive. He is the force that brings us to the Lord.
如果只读圣经，没有圣灵，火车就动不了。
If you only read the Bible without the Holy Spirit, the train will not be able to move.
如果只有圣灵不读圣经，这火车一直开，不晓开到哪里去。
If you only have the Holy Spirit, but you don't read the Bible, you don't know where the train is going.
所以我们要读圣经，我们要经历圣灵，这样火车就有动力，而且可以在这轨道上直奔，带我们到神的面前。
And so you need to read the Bible, and you also need the Holy Spirit, so that your train can move on the tracks and go towards where the Lord wants you to go.
第三方面
，Thirdly，
主耶稣见证的发表。
The expression of the Lord's resurrection.
就是你和我。
It is you and me.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他没有拣选的世上强壮的，没有拣选世上有智慧的，没有拣选世上有能力的。
He did not choose those who are strong, those who are wise, or those who have abilities in this world.
他在地上拣选了一批最平凡、最不起眼的人。
He has chosen a group of people who are the most ordinary, those most common.
来成为主自己荣耀的见证
to be the glorious witnesses of his resurrection.
所以英文有一句话讲得非常好，就是一个我们是一群平凡的人，却有一位不平凡的主。
This is a very good phrase in English. It says that we are an ordinary man with an extraordinary God.
我们都是平凡的人，但是我们却有一位不平凡的主。
We are all ordinary people, yet we have an extraordinary God.
主呼召我们来成为他复活的见证。
God has called us all to be witnesses of His resurrection.
我愿意讲几个见证。
I want to share several testimonies.
那这些都是我们当中发生的事情。
And these are all things that have happened among us.
那只是主耶稣他复活见证的一个小影。
And just a small example of the resurrected power of our Lord.
我们知道两个礼拜以前我们有受浸聚会。
Two weeks ago, we had a baptismal meeting.
有七位弟兄姐妹受浸。
And seven brothers and sisters were baptized.
我们每次听到受浸聚会这些新得救的弟兄姐妹的见证，我们都非常的受鼓舞。
And every time we hear the testimonies of those newly baptized, our hearts are so encouraged.
那其中呢，有位弟兄就是也是听了福音很久以后呢，才受洗。
And among us, there was also a brother who had heard the gospel for a long, long time, and he now is baptized.
那他的太太她的姊妹呢是在我们礼拜五的读经小组。
And his wife, she attends the small group Bible study that we are in.
那这位姊妹就做见证。
And so the sister, she testified.
她说很多年以前呢，她受浸了。
She said that she had been baptized many years ago.
但是受浸聚会的时候呢，只有他们家只有她一个人参加。
But at baptismal meeting, only her herself attended the meeting.
因为其他三个人都还没有信主。
Because the other three did not believe in the Lord.
那结果后来来美国了。
But then she came to the U.S.
然后呢，也带家人来聚会。
And she also brought her family to the gathering.
然后呢，她的女儿先得救。
And her daughter was first to be saved.
她女儿就受浸来归入主。
And then her daughter came to be baptized, and believed.
那一次受浸的时候呢，他们家有两个人参加。
And so in that baptismal meeting, there were two people who attended that meeting.
就是她和她女儿。
And that was her and her daughter.
结果再过了几年。
And then several years later.
他的儿子也信主了。
Her son also came to believe in the Lord.
也受浸了。
And was also baptized.
那次受浸聚会，他们家有三个人参加。
So that day at that baptismal meeting, there were three people who attended.
就是他的女儿跟他儿子。
It was her, her daughter, and her son.
感谢主，上两个礼拜以前又一次受浸聚会。
Two weeks ago, we thanked the Lord. There was another baptismal meeting.
他们家有四个人参加。
And now four people attended that gathering.
他的女儿、儿子，还有她的先生也都得救了。
Herself, her son, her daughter, and now also her husband. They were all believers.
所以他们全家得救。
So their entire family has believed.
虽然好像不是很特别的怎么样的一个见证嘛。
It doesn't seem like a very extraordinary testimony, right?
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我听到这样的见证，我就知道主 是复活的主。
When I hear testimonies like this, I know that our Lord, He is a resurrected Lord.
也还有很多的见证，就是丈夫或妻子呢，有一方面呢是很久很久，来听福音呢，但是都没有信的。
We have heard many stories like this as well, that where there are couples who come and they've heard the gospel many times but do not believe.
但是呢，最后就居然信主了。
But lastly, we find that they do come to believe.
甚至有弟兄姐妹的父母，也是本来很难信主的，结果感谢主，后来也信主了。
And there are also stories of couples whose parents, for a long time, it was very difficult for them to come to believe in the Lord, but we thank the Lord they do.
当这些弟兄姐妹在受浸聚会为主就见证，我们的心何等的喜乐。
And these saints, when they give testimony for the Lord in baptismal meeting, our hearts are so full of joy.
其实带家人信主是最难的。
Actually, it's the most difficult to bring your family members to believe in the Lord.
因为他最了解你。
Because they understand you the best.
你也没有办法来装假。
And you can't fake it in front of them.
所以如果说能够带家人来信主，这就是主复活的见证。
So to bring a family member to the faith, to believe, it is a testimony of the resurrected power of our Lord.
所以我们要继续为我们的家人祷告。
So we continue to pray for our family members.
因为主的心意是要叫全家得救。
Because God's desire is for the entire household to believe.
我也鼓励弟兄姐妹以后有受浸聚会尽量来参加。
And so I encourage brothers and sisters later when we have more baptismal meetings to attend.
然后我们听到弟兄姐妹活的见证，我们的心何等的受鼓舞。
When you hear the living testimonies of our brothers and sisters, our hearts are so encouraged.
另外讲一个爱的见证。
There is another testimony of love.
我们当中有很多的弟兄姐妹生病。
Among us, there are many saints who are ill.
每次弟兄姐妹生病的时候呢，我们知道，就有弟兄姐妹会去关心他们，为他们祷告。
Every time there is somebody who is sick, there are those who care for them and go and pray with them.
所以我们有一位姊妹呢，就是两年以前呢，就生了很严重的病。
About 2 years ago, we had a sister who had a very serious illness.
是借着弟兄姐妹的祷告，借着我们主的怜悯，那这位姊妹就被医治了。
But through the prayers of many saints as well as through the mercy of our God, she was healed.
所以呢，她就说啊，她非常的感谢主，感谢弟兄姐妹的关心。
And so she was very grateful. She really thanked the Lord, and she really thanked the caring hearts of the brothers and sisters.
所以呢，她说她现在跟以前不一样了。
And now she's different from before.
她以前呢就不太会想到弟兄姐妹。
Previously, she never really thought about others.
可是现在呢，就常常会想到弟兄姐妹。
But now she often thinks about brothers and sisters.
然后想到的时候就为他们祷告。
And as soon as she thinks about them, she prays for them.
然后呢，想到的时候呢，就会跟他们打电话。
And when she thinks about them, she will call them.
那她也是非常普通的姊妹。
She's also a very ordinary sister, right?
但有一件事情我就觉得不一样。
But there is something in her that is now different.
她说哈，她以前是不常哭的。
She said that previously she never really cried.
但是最近就是后来被主感动以后，就常常掉眼泪。
But now, after she has been touched and moved by the Lord, she often weeps.
祷告的时候会流泪。
Even when she prays, she would have tears.
唱诗的时候也会流泪。
When she sings hymns, she would have tears.
甚至有一次呢，礼拜五唱诗的时候呢，她就一直的流泪。
Even one time Friday night during singing time, she would get crying.
她旁边人就问她说：“你有没有？你好吗？”
And the person next to her asked, "Are you okay?
有没有什么困难？
Do you have any difficulties?"
她说没有。
And she said no.
因为她被神的爱感动。
She was moved by the love of God.
她被神的爱充满。
She was filled by the love of God.
她因为看到有一位为她祷告的有一位弟兄姐妹呢，她还没有信不是弟兄朋友来聚会了，她就非常非常的。
She was greatly moved because she saw some friends who had not yet believed in the Lord. They came to attend the meeting, so she was greatly moved by that.
一直为这位朋友祷告。
Because she was constantly praying for that friend.
她愿意来到主的面前。
And she was that person was willing to come before the Lord.
所以，这是爱的见证。
This is the testimony, the witness of love.
主说。我怎么样爱你们，你们要这样彼此相爱。
The Lord says, "How I have loved you, you are to love one another."
所以我们愿意常常是柔软在主的面前。
We are also willing to often be soft, gentle before the Lord.
我们记得刚才讲到说， 最后晚餐的时候，这些门徒都是专顾自己的。
We spoke previously about how at the Last Supper that all the disciples they only cared about themselves.
脚是脏的，但是没有一个人啊愿意来起来来服侍别人。
Their feet were all dirty, but not one person was willing to rise up and serve others.
就是主自己站起来，脱了衣服，束上腰带，弯下腰。把盆子里面盛满了水为门徒洗脚。
It was the Lord himself who stood up, girded his own waist, and took the basin of water to wash the feet of all his disciples.
这是一个服侍的一个见证。
It is also the witness of service.
主耶稣说，你们中间谁会为大的，就要为做小的。
The Lord says, whoever is to be the greatest among you must be the least.
要做众人的仆人。
You are to be the servant of all.
我来讲一个见证。
Let me share another testimony.
上个月我有个机会啊，到 Virginia Richmond 去参加一个聚会。
Last month I had an opportunity to go to Richmond, Virginia to attend a meeting.
那聚会是礼拜一开始。
The meeting was to begin on a Monday.
但是呢，大家应该礼拜天晚上以前要到。
But everybody was to arrive Sunday evening.
所以我安排我的飞机呢，就是礼拜天晚上会到。
And so my arrangement was that I would arrive Sunday night.
本来应该是九点多会到。
Originally, I was to arrive at 9 p.m.
可是那天呢，全美很多的地方都有暴风雨。
But that night, across the country, there were a lot of great storms.
然后呢，我的飞机就晚了三个钟头。
And so my plane was delayed for three hours.
对不起，我先讲一下，我忘了一件事。
I forgot something, sorry.
本来九点多那个飞机取消了。
Originally, at 9 o'clock p.m., the flight was canceled.
Yeah, 我就订到一个十一点到的飞机。
And so I was able to get a plane that was to arrive at 11 p.m.
那那班飞机呢？我想说，那至少是那天晚上可以到。
So I thought if I took that flight, at least I would arrive that night.
结果我在机场等的时候，后来就知道那班飞机会延迟三个小时。
But later I realized while I was waiting for that flight was to be delayed 3 hours.
我就跟这个负责的联络、负责交通的弟兄讲说，不用等我。
And so I told the responsible brother who was to pick me up, no need to wait for me.
我会在机场等一下，我天亮了我再过去。
That I will wait at the airport and at daylight I will then go.
结果两点半，早上两点半飞机到了。
And at 2:30 a.m. the flight arrived.
然后呢，我就打开我的手机，就有一个留言。
And I opened up my cell phone and there was a text.
是两点十五分送来的。
It was sent at 2:15 a.m.
他说你到了吗？
Says, have you arrived?
还是请你过来。
Please still come.
所以感谢主，我就跟这位弟兄联络。
And so I thank the Lord, I was able to connect with that brother.
那我就搭了车，就到那个营地里面去。
And so I was able to take the car and I was able to get to the campsite.
快要到营地的时候，一片漆黑。
And as soon as we were about to arrive at the location, it was entirely dark.
那地上呢，我们看到那地上有很多掉下来的那个树枝啊、叶子。
There was a lot of debris and leaves and on the road.
那我们开到那个营地的地方呢？什么灯？就只有一两盏灯。
And when we entered into the location, there was only two or three lights.
后来呢，我才知道说，原来在一两个钟头以前呢，也是有一个风暴刚刚经过。
And later on, I found out that only one or two hours prior, a great storm had just gone through.
然后所有的地方都停电。
And there was a great power outage through all that place.
所以那一两盏灯呢是紧急灯。
And so those two or three lights, those were overhead of floodlights.
我正在担心不晓得要去哪里。
And I was just worrying about how I was going to find my way.
远远的我看见有一个手电筒在那边摇。
Far away, I saw a flashlight, a lantern that was moving around.
后来我就开到那里。
And so I drove over there.
感谢主，有一个弟兄在那边等我。
I thank the Lord. There was a brother who was waiting for me.
他就把我需要的东西给我。
And gave me all the things that I needed.
带我到我的宿舍。
And took me to my dormitory.
把我都安顿好以后。
And after I was settled.
他就回去了。
Then he went back.
那时候还下着雨。
It was still raining at that time.
那时候是三点半。
It was 3:30 a.m.
第二天早上他六点多就起来。
And the next morning at 6 a.m. he got up.
那就他开始准备第二天的聚会。
To prepare for the meetings that day.
这位弟兄是这次聚会的主要的负责人。
And this was the main responsible brother of that meeting.
来联络所有的事情都是他。
And the one coordinating all things was him.
我心里面非常受感动。
In my heart I was greatly touched.
因为他做这件事情他完全没有要显扬他自己。
Because in doing this, it wasn't that he was trying to show off himself.
他就是这样忠心的来服侍一位 小弟兄。
But he was being very faithful in serving another brother.
主说，你们做这件事情，在一个弟兄最小的身上，就是做在我的身上。
The Lord says that if you are to do this for the least of them among you, then you are doing it unto me.
但愿我们也能够在服事上能够成为主复活的见证。
May we also be in service, be the witness of His resurrection.
让我们能够忠心的来服事。
So that we could serve faithfully.
不管是这个好天气还是暴风雨。
Whether it's good weather or in stormy weather.
不管是有电还是没电。
Whether there's power or no power.
不管是你是不是该做的事情，还是觉得就是安排你做的事情，还是说。
Whether it's something that you need to do because you have been arranged to do it, or the Lord has given you the burden to do it.
但愿我们从主来得着这样的一个负担，我们就忠心的来服侍主。
May we faithfully serve because of the burden that the Lord has given to us.
像我们刚才唱的诗歌，要忠心。
Just like the hymn we just sang, we are to be true.
哦，我们愿意来忠心的来跟随主。
We want to be faithful and be true as we follow Him.
最后我想我们。愿意提醒弟兄姐妹。
Lastly, we just want to remind brothers and sisters.
做见证要及时。
That in order to be a witness, you need to be timely.
时间不是永远在我们的手中。
We will not have time forever, in our hands.
当主给我们有机会可以来为主做见证的时候。
As long as you have an opportunity to bear witness for the Lord.
当我们看到有许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们的时候。
While you see such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
主说你要就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The Lord says, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们不要重看我们自己，也不要轻看我们自己。
Don't look too highly on yourself or too lowly on yourself.
见证人
A witness.
这个字在原文的里面就是殉道的意思。
In the original, the word witness has the meaning of being a martyr.
是同一个字。
It's the same word.
啊，有时候我们觉得殉道者，哇，这太高了，我够不上，我也，
Often,
我也不想去成为殉道者。
Oftentimes we think, wow, being a martyr, that's too far beyond me. I have no intention of being a martyr.
见证人就是殉道者。
But a witness is a martyr.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们做见证，我们就要舍己。
Because if you are to bear witness, you are to deny yourself.
我们只有舍己，主才能够被彰显出来。
Only when you deny yourself can the Lord be manifested.
这些跟随主的门徒，他们说，我们所听见、所看见的，不能不说。
These disciples who followed the Lord, they said, "What we have seen and heard, we cannot help but to speak of it."
当斯蒂凡为主做见证，他就被主在荣耀的里面被主接去。
When Stephen, when he bore witness for the Lord, he was martyred and he was taken to the Lord.
我们真的不知道主给我们的时间有多少。
Indeed, we don't know how much time the Lord has given to us.
我们愿意在主给我们的机会的里面，我们忠心的来为主做复活的见证。
But while we have still the opportunity, may we faithfully bear witness for him.
讲到这个要及时。
And so when we speak of being in time,
允许我再多讲一点。
Perhaps let me speak a little more.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我们知道神是我们天上的父亲。
We know that our God, He is our heavenly Father.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他给我们肉身的父母。
He has given us our physical parents.
他让我们借着肉身的父母来认识神对我们的爱。
And through our parents, we come to know the love of God.
可是父母不永远在我们身边。
But our parents will not be with us forever.
所以，如果在座的今天有母亲还在的
，And so for those of you sitting here with you who still have mothers,
回去。跟他说谢谢。
Go back and say thank you.
这也是一个见证。
This is also a witness.
这是对神的爱的反应，对父母爱的反应。
This is a response to God's love and to the love of your parents.
我们神叫我们要爱神，也要彼此相爱。
God tells us we are to love God and we are to love one another.
但愿我们真是成为一个真实、忠心跟随主的。
May we be those who are true and faithful to Him.
让主的爱在我们的当中能够被彰显。
So may the love of our Lord be manifested from among us.
让主复活的生命在我们的当中 能够被见证出来。
May his resurrected life be expressed and manifested through us.
愿荣耀归给主。
All glory be to him.
我们再有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你对门徒说，我在磨练之中常与我同在的就是你们。
You have said to the disciples that you are those who have stood by me in my trials.
主，你也对门徒说，你们就是我这些事的见证。
You have also said to the disciples that you are witnesses of these things.
主，你告诉门徒说，主啊，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。要为我做见证。
And you have also said to the disciples that you are to wait and gain the Holy Spirit, and then you will be able to bear witness for me.
主，我们感谢你拯救我们。
Lord, we thank you for saving us.
哦，主啊，我们真是愿意成为你的门徒。
Lord, indeed, we want to be your disciples.
我们虽然算不了什么。
Even though we are not much.
我们不过是平凡的人。
We are only ordinary people.
但是我们却有一位不平凡的主。
Yet we have an extraordinary God.
愿你复活的生命。显在我们每个人 的生活当中。
May your resurrected life be expressed through all of us.
你复活的大能，主真是托住我们。
May the great power of your resurrected life, may it hold onto us.
主，让我们在每天生活的里面来等候你。
So that in our daily lives we would learn to wait on you.
我们来听你的声音。
That we would hear your voice.
主，我们能够来忠心来跟随。
That we would faithfully walk after you.
我们能够成为你复活的见证人。
That we would be those who witness of your resurrection.
愿主得着一切的荣耀。
May you gain all the glory.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督可爱。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.